As we mourn the death of 19 children and 2 teachers in Uvalde, Texas, many Americans feel overwhelmed that massacres like this keep happening. After the school shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary in 2012, then-President Obama chastised lawmakers for failing to pass new laws.
I believe we're going to be able to get this done. Sooner or later, we are going to get this right. The memories of these children demand it, and so do the American people.
Among the measures Obama supported was a renewed assault weapons ban, which expired in 2004. So let's take a look at the history of that ban now with Robert Spitzer, professor emeritus at SUNY Cortland and author of several books about the history and politics of guns. Robert, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So there have been times when lawmakers acted after gun violence. Take us back to 1994 and explain how Congress was able to pass the ban on assault weapons.
Yes, the previous year, 1993, Congress was able to act on a different gun bill, the Brady bill that established background checks for weapons purchases, and that emboldened advocates to push ahead with the assault weapons ban bill. It had first been introduced in the late 1980s. A shooter in California shot up an elementary school in Stockton, California, in 1989 using an assault weapon, and that spurred California to enact a state measure, and that also prompted the effort at the federal level. The first President Bush opposed that bill in 1991, but advocates kept pushing, and in 1994, after a rather Herculean legislative effort, the bill apparently was killed, but then it was brought back to life and ultimately went to President Clinton's desk, and he signed it.
Well, here is President Clinton when he signed that bill, which was part of the broader crime bill.
Today, the bickering stops. The era of excuses is over. The law-abiding citizens of our country have made their voices heard. Never again should Washington put politics and party above law and order.
Was it as much of a political earthquake back then as it would be if it were to pass now?
Well, it would be a significant earthquake politically and otherwise to try and get that done. There certainly have been repeated efforts. Senator Dianne Feinstein from California has been a primary advocate of a new assault weapons ban. And it, to me, represents kind of the outer reaches of the menu of possible legislative ideas that might be enacted, that could be enacted at the federal level to try and stem gun violence. And as advocates, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if you look back, though, how effective was it? Did after it passed, did mass shootings go down?
As a matter of fact, they did. Now, the number of mass shootings in the 1990s was far smaller than it has been in recent years, but there was a systematic study that unfolded across a number of years that found that it did indeed reduce the use of such weapons in mass shootings. And even though assault weapons were rarely used in crimes, their use declined during that period of time. And the other part of that bill that gets less attention was that it also imposed a limit on ammunition magazines, limiting them to 10 rounds. And that was arguably a similarly important, perhaps even more important component of that law. When the bill lapsed in 2004, sales of assault weapons shot up, and so did the proliferation in sales of large capacity magazines, those holding more than 10 rounds. And we've seen these large capacity magazines appear more and more and more frequently in shootings and in mass shootings.
Well, you've gone back much further than 1994. If you look at the early days of this country, I understand that stricter gun laws were pretty common at that time. What do you know about that? Go further back in history for us.
Well, in point of fact, going back to the very earliest days of the country, the 1600s, and for the preceding 300 years, you saw in the colonies, then in the states and localities, the enactment of literally thousands of gun laws of every imaginable variety. And another phenomenon that you saw was that when new gun technologies appeared, government acted to stem them. And the clearest example of that was the rise of fully automatic weapons used by gangsters in the 1920s, the infamous Tommy gun and also sawed-off shotguns. that were used in criminal behavior and, you know, depicted in so many movies. And a majority of the states enacted measures to ban those weapons in the 1920s. Then in 1934, Congress steps in to enact the first significant national gun bill, which, let's say, heavily regulated fully automatic weapons and sawed-off shotguns. And in addition, in the 1920s, the fact little known, that at least eight states and as many as 11 states also enacted bills to restrict semi-automatic weapons in the 1920s.
Robert Spitzer, professor emeritus at SUNY Cortland, author of several books on the history and politics of guns in the United States. Thank you so much for your time.
You're most welcome.